And welcome back again. You are listening to The Magazine every Thursday from 2 to 4 here on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac in studio along with Joseph Erdo. And wow, Joseph, we got a really nice guest right now.
Yes, Craig Juntinen. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He's a Phoenix native, and he's embarked on a nationwide bus tour for this film. It's a documentary called Stuck. It's about families stuck in the international adoption process. And the tour, you know, he lives here, but the tour is also now coming to Phoenix on Friday, March 22nd, more along the lines of Scottsdale. Harkin Shea 14, so that's tomorrow, Harkin Shea 14. Thank you so much for joining us, Craig.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be on your guys' show.
Well, thank you so much.
So tell me, you know, this is 60 cities and 80 days. Where are you in the process of this tour right now?
We have completed 17 shows, so it's actually turned into 62 cities in 80 days. And we have completed 17, so 45 to go, and it's been a remarkable experience. When we came up with this idea to take the film out on the road to educate the public and raise awareness and try to begin to create this social movement to make children living outside of parental care a relevant social issue, we had no idea, obviously, how we were going to be received. And the reception has exceeded our expectation. And the energy in the theaters and the Q&A period after the film runs and then the kind of the post party outside in the lobby of the theater has just been fabulous. And so it's been a great experience so far, and it's been energizing, and it's given us reason for hope and optimism.
Well, you know, we've all seen the film here, and we want to urge people to go out and see this tomorrow at Harkin Shea 14. But can you tell us a little more about it in your own words? You know, this is, in short, about children who are sentenced to live in orphanage while people are wanting to adopt them. So it's destroying families, in our view. How do you see it?
Well, you know, the film was inspired in part that we did a study that told us that 8 out of 10 Americans believe international adoption is on the rise. And many families want to adopt but can't because it costs so much and it takes too long. So the fact of the matter is international adoption is declined every year for 8 straight years, and families are walking away from the process because of these burdens of time and cost and unnecessary delays and stubborn bureaucracy. And so you have 10 million children today living in institutions all over the world in orphanages, and then you also have countless families who want to adopt those very children but can't. And that's where the name of our foundation, Both Ends Burning, comes from. Both ends of the adoption spectrum are unfulfilled. And because this is really a silent social tragedy, and it's a tragedy of monumental proportion that these kids' lives are being damaged and destroyed, but nobody knows about this. So that fact that it's one of these well-kept secrets, unfortunately, inspired us to make the film, and we did, and now we're out to share this film from community to community, because that's how social movements are formed. And the reaction to the film has really been twofold so far. First reaction is, I had no idea. And then the second reaction is, how can I help?
You know, that's interesting because it sounds like you're dealing, you know, Craig, with various countries. I mean, 10 million children in orphanages. You know, I'm sure every country has orphanages, and they all also have their own social diversity.
Sure.
How, you know, making this awareness is great. There's no question about it. Who are you trying to reach? Just the people to change the government? Is each country a little bit different in how they view orphanages? And
well, I think the first step is we have to make these children's lives a priority. And as silly as that sounds, they haven't been. And if you look at the, you know, the behavior of those, you know, running countries, and just take the Russian example. I mean, this most recent example with this exchange between Putin and President Obama, and it really is a glaring example of how the best interest of adults are trumping the best interests of children. And so what we're out doing is really defending every child's right to belong in a family. And the way you do that is you have to, you know, we have to expose this issue because people don't know about it. Social transformation happens when there's a shift in the collective awareness of any society. And then once we begin to pay attention to common sense and science and obvious facts, you know, usually change our mind. And that's what the tour was inspired by and grounded in. And, you know, if you think about it, this new information and common sense and human decency has resulted in us changing our mind many times over. I mean, we change our mind about slavery and change our mind about women's rights and civil rights, but now we're talking about every child's right, you know, the right to belong in a family. And so the tour and the film is intended to share information and create a conversation about the importance of a family to a child. And our hope is that if common sense prevails, things will begin to change as they've changed in the past.
Now, Craig, do you have any politicians and other high-profile people, whether it's, you know, Hollywood or other people, coming on board to spread this word?
Absolutely. I can tell you that we've already made some real progress. We had the privilege to show the film in the Congressional Theater in July. And at that time, we did start to see the ripple effect of that very first pebble we threw into the lake. And there is currently now some new legislation based on this energy and new sense of awareness. There is a new legislative package already being formed that should be introduced as we're in the middle of the tour. The tour goes all the way around the country. We started in D.C. and we end in D.C. And when we complete the tour on May 17th, we're going to have the Step Forward for Orphans March. Our goal, while we're out in community to community to community, is to gather 1 million signatures that basically will demand change from our leaders to make these children's lives an important social issue, and that they begin to look at new ways to manage the process so children can join a family.
No.
At our press conference, so we had this press conference kickoff party on February 28th in D.C. We had three members of Congress come out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Decatur House and speak on behalf of the film, speak on behalf of our goal to grow a movement to produce change, but more importantly, they came out to speak on behalf of these children who've been ignored far too long. And that was a real telling sign that I think we are now starting to get recognized. And that's a critical first step as you're building a social movement to produce change.
No doubt about it. And, of course, the way it seems politics, you're talking politics right now a bit with getting some of the congresspeople involved. How about major corporations? I mean, they can fuel it through funding and get awareness out, too. Any corporations behind you?
Well, right now we're all privately funded. I would imagine as our campaign, the Both Ends Burning campaign, which is to produce this broad base of awareness that every child does have the right to belong in a family, and then to facilitate process change. You know, ultimately, we will get some more funding from bigger institutions. One of the things we didn't want to do too early on is commercialize this entire effort. We wanted to make this about kids' lives. We wanted to make this about exposing an issue that very few people are aware of, and we wanted to keep our message simple, straightforward. It's all about children and the significance of a family to every child.
Now, Craig, how can we help? How can our listeners help? Very important. I really admire you, respect you for this cause. We want to help. How can our listeners help?
Well, great. The first thing you could do is go to stuckdocumentary.com and watch the film right now. And again, I want to point out that we are not out selling films here. We're out trying to distribute information and expose a silent social tragedy. All of the proceeds from this film, the net proceeds of the film, go back into the Both Ends Burning campaign. So this is not a capitalistic endeavor. This is about, you know, fighting for human justice and every child's right. So if you go to stuckdocumentary.com, you can watch the film right now. We would love to have you make the effort to come out to these communities and support the tour. You know, the film, so we're showing tomorrow night, Friday, in Scottsdale at Harkins 14. What the audience will come to know is that if it's like every other city, it's much more than a film. It's become an experience. And this Q&A period afterwards has been such an energetic and meaningful conversation by these great people in every one of these communities, and that conversation continues as we spill out into the lobby after the formal Q&A period. So how you could help is, one, watch the film so you can learn about something you don't know about today, and two, we'd like you to join our movement. You can go to bothendsburning.org, become a member of the campaign, and then, of course, we'd like you to sign our petition after you've had a chance to learn about this issue. We're trying to gather 1 million signatures between now and May 17th, and that petition will be delivered to President Obama, other world leaders, and every member of Congress in the Step Forward for Orphans March. So the social movements do produce change, and this is not a novel idea. All we're doing is looking back at history and saying, how have things that have been wrong been made right? And they're made right when lots of people come together, stomp their feet in unison, and say, enough is enough.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do want to urge people to go out and see this. I know you're saying that they can view it online, but I've been to enough Q&As to know that they are very lively conversations. So people go out there and see it. Do you know what time it is tomorrow night?
7 o'clock, 7 p.m. At Harkins 14 on Shea, and we're going to have an after party where desserts will be offered, and these are becoming community bonding experiences, and the human connection has just been remarkable. Key learning that I've had, having the privilege to be now in many cities across the country and plenty more to come, is that, one, this is a big, beautiful country. And two, there are a lot of really good people in this country who care and want things to be better. And we're coming together to really fight and form a loud and provocative voice for kids who've been ignored far too long.
Well, I totally agree, and Craig Juttenen, thank you so much for calling in today. We'd love to get you in the studio and talk about this again in the upcoming weeks. This is a message that has to get out there. We want to make it louder for you. We're here to support you. Thank you so much for coming
Great. I am really grateful to you guys for the support because, people are listening to you every day, and you can be a great purveyor of this message, and we're trying to do is form social and political will to deal with this issue, and the outcome is more kids will have a family in the years ahead. So I'm very grateful for your help.
We're more than happy to do that.
All right,
thank
guys.
You again.
Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Right?
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye
bye.
Craig Juttenen, this is a great message. It's very important, and we're happy to help. And we will be announcing this throughout the other shows. And you said he lives in Phoenix, so we'll get him in studio.
Yeah, we might as well, right?
I think
he's busy on the tour right now, but
maybe
he's done with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we have some more movie reviews another live interview.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about the Phoenix Film Festival.
When will that be?
3:40.
3:40, coming up. 20 minutes. We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602 254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
And welcome back again to the magazine every Thursday from 2 to 4. Tommy is laughing hysterically in, what do you call that, the green room? Oh, no, the green room is over to my left. Anyway.
Sounds like a lot more than just Tommy.
And Greg, you're still here.
Yep.
Joseph, Erdo, you're
yes.
still here. All right, Erdo. Okay. And this is the entertainment show on the magazine, the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Greg, help me out here.
I don't know what you're doing today or what you're on, but Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, of course, and a great show today. Obviously, mm-hmm. It's been jam packed. Lots of guests, and there's still one more to come at 3:40. Chris Lamont from Phoenix Film Festival. And before that, we have some more movie reviews.
Yes. Well, you know, we started to talk about A Resurrection in the last hour, and I left you in suspense. You guys all kind of said that you weren't too interested. Or Greg?
I don't think this one.
No, I didn't think I liked it either.
Well, you know, I'm giving it a D. That's two zines.
Ooh.
You know, it's worth a watch for a couple of reasons. You know, it's if you can say that with a D. Michael Clark Duncan, again, is in this. This is a thriller about a resurrection. Michael Clark Duncan, this is his second to last role. Of course, he passed away last year, right, tragically. And it's not the largest role, and it's not the most versatile role. But just seeing him on the screen again, especially on the big screen, you know, it reminds us of what a legendary actor that we lost, right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, of course, The Green Mile, and we've had all those. But just seeing him on the big screen, it's worth seeing the film, if only for that. The movie itself, it's nothing special. It's not a very scary movie, and it's not a very logical movie. But at least it has an original idea. I don't know if I've seen too many movies about resurrections, about, you know, people who come back from the dead. Usually if they come back from the dead, it's either a zombie or a vampire, right? So at least this is just about, you know, someone coming back from the dead with just resurrection, wanting to, you know, revenge. I'm saying that, and I'm thinking like all these ghost movies, but it's hard to say because this is original idea. So at least it has that going for it, rather than resurrecting the same old story, right?
Yes, absolutely. I do not want to see this movie.
All right, so then don't go see it at AMC Westgate 20. So now let's also talk about, we spoke with Mark Weber last week, on behalf of The End of Love. In this, he plays a struggling actor who kindles a relationship with a single mother, played by Shannon Sossaman, and begins to realize that he can no longer remain in denial about the real life consequences his choices have on his own son. Again, remember his son is played by his own son. Remember the son's name?
Isaac.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Hard to forget that, right? So did this movie sound like, oh, by the way, it's playing exclusively at the Harkins Valley Art beginning tomorrow. Does this sound like a movie you'd be interested in
seeing? Yeah, absolutely. No doubt in my mind I would love to see this movie.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
Not just from talking to Mark and all the great things he brought up with the movie, but just when I saw the trailer, even before we had Mark on, right away I said, wow, this looks like a fantastic movie.
I'm thinking it has a good message, a single parent helping a young son and struggling through life, showing you can overcome things. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Tommy, what say you?
I'm not persuaded. Can you tell me a little more?
Okay. Well, remember this? I said this was kind of like a home movie. So it's a very intimate portrayal of a father and his son, and how a single father, how that, you know, changes someone, or how he has to kind of like really grow up and come to terms with himself.
Okay, I'll get off the fence. I'll go see it.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I persuaded him, and it is a good movie. I will say that it's a good movie. It's a very intimate movie. It's a very honest movie. Again, as he said last week, how the filming style, kind of like covert cameras over in the corner. He had as a cinematographer, right, and used very small Canon 5D cameras, I think. And just kind of capturing the things that his son said. He was kind of like mostly improvised. So it feels like you really are watching these people's lives, and it kind of like breaks through that dimension of the screen, right? And you know, having said that, there's also a bad side to the home movie trait where, you know, at times it kind of drags. You know, like you're watching someone else's life. You want, you know, it doesn't have the narrative structure that most movies have, and therefore it's kind of difficult at times to get through. But it doesn't have the momentum or the resolution, you know, doesn't have a defined ending. This is an art film. And so if you like those kind of movies, if you like very intimate, honest portrayals, very emotional experiences. And if you want to go out there and support Mark Weber, you know, absolutely. This is a C. This is three zines.
That's what I wrote down. I thought you were going to give it a three.
Yeah? Well, great, great job. This is you know, it's definitely worth seeing. It's just, you know, if you're not in the mood for an art film, you might want to, at least for this week, you might want to steer clear of it. But if you don't mind the art films, then by all means, go see it. You know, Mark Weber, great guy.
Yes.
I think he's got a great career ahead of him as a filmmaker and as an actor, but especially as a filmmaker here. And now we spoke with a little earlier, Sarah Rue, on behalf of Dorfman and Love. Again, this she plays a single suburbanite who volunteers to cat-sit her at her unrequited love's house. And in the process of doing that, she finds herself. She finds someone actually appreciates her and, you know, develops what makes her happy for the first time in her life. So does this movie sound like something you'd want to see?
Absolutely. Sounds like a great message. Find your inner essence.
I would, yeah. No, it actually does look very interesting. Dave's more of the message guy, and sometimes I like that, but yeah. In general, though, kind of the story behind it, it seems pretty good.
And he's more of the courier. He carries the message.
Okay.
And Tommy, how about Dorfman and Love?
Yes, I will see this one.
Yeah. Yes. Well, if you like romantic comedies, and especially... out of the norm. I mean, I'm not talking like a Sandra Bullock romantic comedy.
Right.
You know, this is an out of the norm kind of romantic comedy. Definitely worth a look. Again, I cannot stress enough that Sarah Rue, underrated actress. About time that she gets some more roles. She's great in, as I said, Malibu Country. And you might know her from last year. She was on Rules of Engagement, and kind of a rougher character. In Malibu Country, she plays California type, and in this she plays just like an everyday person who is trying to find herself, and she's got a lot of different looks for her, and you know, so she's great performance here.
And she was on, of course, just what, about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And very sweet lady.
Yeah, very sweet. And you know, so I wish the best things for her. And the movie, as we said time and time again, this is a very admirable message about, you know, just finding yourself. And
well, I'm gonna see it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, those are the two movie strengths. The movie fails to take its own advice, and it tries to be what Hollywood wants it to be, rather than just, you know, kind of like finding its own identity. And it's kind of like cookie cutter, kind of like we've seen this. Even though it's out of the norm romantic comedy, it still feels like your traditional romantic comedy. You kind of know everything that's going to happen.
So a three, I bet.
It's a two, unfortunately. I really, you know, I'm struggling between a two and a three. I will say that I'm struggling between a two and a three. I would give Sarah Rue's performance a five, and I would give the movie itself probably a two. And, you know, so it might juggle out there into a three, you know, but you know, at the time that I was watching it, which I'm going with, I gave it a two, you know.
Didn't have popcorn that day, huh?
I probably didn't have popcorn. Yeah, I was grumpy. I was suffering from hunger pains. So let's see.
Oh, the Hunger Games was great.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
Dave's random enlightenments of the day. All right. You got to start a Twitter account.
We should. Yeah, random enlightments.
Yes.
Oh, let me write
it
right
down.
I
get credit.
Well, Joseph gets credit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thought of it first.
There's money involved. All right. Let's finally talk about The Girl. Remember we talked with the writer-director of this, David Riker, about a month ago, I think. Abby Cornish plays a single mother who, struggling with the loss of her child to social services, crosses paths with that of a young girl from Mexico and begins a journey that will change her life, discovering that she is the architect of her own fate and learning what it is that truly defines home. It's playing exclusively at AMC Arizona Center 24. So, is it, again, kind of a social message movie drama? Are you looking forward to this?
Absolutely. I liked it when we interviewed him. Mm-hmm. He sounded so down to earth. Great message, and it had a timely political message, too, and I believe. So I am looking forward to seeing this movie.
Greg?
Yeah, me too. It actually, I mean, when David was on, I mean, he sold it. I mean,
yeah.
Even though he wasn't trying to sell the movie per se, but you know, what it's about. And, he it, you know, it is one that I definitely want to check out, and You know, kind of similar, even though it's a different story than Mark Webber's movie. You know, obviously involves different scenarios, of course, but kind of that type of feeling, kind of when you see the previews and hear more about it.
And Tommy, what do you think about the girl?
Nope, not interested.
No, not interested? All right.
Go to your room.
At least he's honest. At least he's honest.
Well, we're not honest?
No. You guys were honest, too. But you were optimistically honest. He was pessimistically honest.
Oh, I'd rather be on the side. Okay, go ahead.
But you know what? I'm going to try to sell this to Tommy, though, because this is my pick of the week. This is my pick
beautiful.
Of the week. You know, I liked Stoker a lot, but of all the movies that I've reviewed today, The Girl is the best. Like you said, it is timely. It's very timely. And it's a very touching movie. And it's a touch here. I know you like when I read a part of my review that I worked really hard on. It's a timely and touching tale of transformation through tragedy.
I love that. How do you do that?
Alliteration, Dave. Oh. Alliteration.
What does that mean, Greg?
Alliteration?
I know what alliteration is, but what's alliteration?
What are you doing?
Oh, okay.
For all you homeschoolers out there. And anyway, you know, this is a very important movie. You know, David Riker really doesn't take sides in this movie. You know, maybe he kind of does, but he really he lets us see the whole picture. And I really respect filmmakers when they do that, when they really aren't pushing their message in your face. And he kind of lets us come to the our own conclusions about it. And you know, really make you think differently about makes you think about it gives you an outlook on the other side of the fence from the people on the other side of the fence, right? You know, lets you have a different point of view, and you know, because these are people who are taking care of our children. These are people who are working in our yards. You know, so all about immigration. And, you know, and Abbie Cornish's performance is worth the price of admission in and of itself. Four zines.
I wrote down four zines, I bet. Tommy, now, what's your conclusion?
Nope, still not interested.
Wow. I feel like such a failure as a film critic.
No, you convinced me. You had
You're
me
good
at...
salesman, Tommy, we will get you an exclusive The Girl tie.
Now I'll go see it.
All right, here we go.
Well, no, this sounds like excellent. Yeah, and you could tell when we interviewed David Riker, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
His passion was off the charts. You just heard it in his voice, and as well as Mark Webber, too. So I'm looking forward to both these movies. So you ended up today with do we have another movie? Is that it?
No, that was it. You know,
two fours.
Yeah, two
three
fours.
Three threes and two twos.
Yeah, and I would say that you can't go wrong with any of them this week, fortunately.
Yeah.
They're all great in their own way.
Very good.
You know, again, go out there and support Sarah Rue, great actress in Dorfman and Love. Go out there and support Mark Webber, great actor, great filmmaker, in The End of Love, playing exclusively at the Valley Art. And, again, Dorfman and Love is at Shea. The Girl, great film. Go out there and support... David Riker, great filmmaker, and you know, just go out there and support all these films. We have some really great movies to choose from.
Yeah, there's no question. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we should have Chris Lamont.
Yes.
Who is?
The Phoenix Film Festival president and founder.
This is going to be great, because that's coming up April 4th, I should say, through the 11th. We'll be right back. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career? Your life. Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hi, my name is Shirley Harshberger-Pridgett. I own Harshberger Assisted Living at 7202 West Libby Street in Glendale, Arizona. I'm inviting you to come over and visit my care home for the elderly. I have a 24-hour awake staff, and I care for all phases of illness, including hospice, Alzheimer's, and dementia. You don't need an appointment. Just drop by. My phone number is 623-842-1408. Again, it's 623-842-1408. Mention David Isaac's name, and your loved one's deposit will be free. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to The Magazine, heard every Thursday from 2 to 4 on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. And Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo, so far some great interviews. It's been exciting, and your movie reviews have been off the chart today.
Thank you.
They're usually off the chart, right, Greg?
Absolutely. I mean, today's been extra busy, not just with, you know, four live callers and, you know, the sound bites and... But seven movies.
Yeah, we've got a lot of movies that are coming out next week as well that we'll be talking about next week. And also, I think next week we have the producer of a movie starring Minnie Driver. The movie is called Hunky Dory. And the producer, Dan Lupovic, I believe, will be calling in at the top of the hour next Thursday.
Nice. Oh, I'm excited for that. Yeah. I love the live interviews.
Yes, I do. I do as well.
Yeah.
I wish we would have had more time with Sarah Rue because I'm a real big fan
of hers.
Maybe
we could call her back, get her on again for sequel.
We'll get Tommy to get the caller ID up there. And, you know, I think she called from her house, right? Because she was saying.
I don't know.
Tommy's smiling. He says, yep, yep. So
the views expressed in this program are only Tommy's. Okay. So anyway. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to some of these movies, especially The Girl, The End of Love. Well, actually, probably, well, not all of them. Dorfman and Love sounds good. Stoker and The Call. I don't know The Resurrection. Nah, I don't think I want to see that.
Burt Wonderstone is worth a watch.
Jim, yeah, I like Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. All right, back to you, Craig.
Well, before Chris Lamont joins us, of course, the founder and president of the Phoenix Film Festival, well, we went over the riddle earlier as well. I don't know if, Joseph, you want to say it one more time, even though we already gave out the answer. But your riddles are always great. This is the first one, though, I've been smart enough to actually figure out.
He got the E once. Remember the E?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Voice box.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I don't think I got that one.
That was a hard. No, I think you got that one.
The riddle was the windy city and one that is wet. Two lonely people who have not yet met. A small boy travels to the Empire State. What movie is this? That is also a remake.
Now, I didn't know it was a remake, though.
You know, I actually didn't know that, and that's the only thing that I started thinking for a second. Wait, but the rest of it made perfect sense.
Yeah.
All your riddles do. This was just the first one I was smart enough to actually think, yeah, Tom Hanks, and, you know. But, no, great riddles as always. And I also wanted to point out the shirt that you're wearing because as soon as I saw you outside there today, right away I go, there it is, Crank High Voltage.
What does it mean?
Jason Statham. You haven't seen the Crank and its sequel?
Let's see. What's the picture?
It's a heart that is being electrocuted there.
Oh, I thought it was your heart.
Oh, yeah. I wear it on my chest.
Wow, how did he do that?
Not in my chest, on my chest.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
It's yellow.
It's yellow or jello?
It's an awesome shirt. Look at that.
Yeah. That is good. You look tough.
Thank you.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I was looking more at the Crank High Voltage part.
Oh, I think
I'm not sure
tough.
What you're doing over there, Dave. But
he looks tough. What can I say?
But some of the movies next week, I know that we can get to some opening, obviously, this week. But fortunately, with the magazine just being on Thursdays right now, you know, we'll have to wait till next week to hear about them. But while we bring some of those up here, Joseph, what are some of the movies that we will get to next week?
Next week, let me check here in my file. Let's see. Next week, in addition to, as I said, Admission and The Croods and Olympus Has Fallen and On the Road, all of which we mentioned earlier that are opening today that we can't talk about yet, we'll talk about those next week. Next week we can also talk about it's opening the day of our show, G.I. Joe.
Oh, okay.
What is that? What's it called? G.I. Joe Retaliation. Mm-hmm. So we'll be reviewing that, and we'll also talk about John Dies at the End. That's a kind of an independent film. I think Paul Giamatti is in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he's one of my favorite actors.
Oh, he was phenomenal in all of his movies. One of my favorite movies of all time, Private Part, of course.
Yeah.
You know, where he plays Pig Vomit. So he does great in that.
Yeah.
No, I like Sideways.
Sideways was great as well. But Howard Stern's one of my idols, one of my favorites. So, you know, I love Private Parts.
And we'll also talk about Mental. There's a movie starring Toni Collette. It's an import from Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't mean to interrupt you there, but I want to do a little trivia. I'm not sure if you like it. I know Dave does. What former James Bond actor who played James Bond
has a
birthday today?
Pierce Brosnan.
No.
I mean Roger.
Joseph, your turn.
Roger Joseph. Oh.
He's turning 69.
69.
Oh, Roger Moore.
No, you already had a guess.
Sean Connery.
No.
No,
he's
got to be
well
older.
Past 69, yeah.
Halle Berry. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
who else was there? Oh,
I think he was just in one.
Oh,
I believe.
Val Kilmer.
James Bond.
I know, kidding.
Yeah, come on there.
Just teasing.
Timothy Dalton.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's 69 today?
69 today.
Should
Tommy,
we sing?
Did you know that? He said no.
Now, some other birthdays we'll get to today. From A League of Their Own, I know one of Dave's favorite movies. She had her own talk show for a while. I don't believe she does anymore.
Gina Davis.
Who's turning 51? No.
Oh. It's a girl?
It is.
Who is, let's see.
She's good friends with Madonna in the movie, you know.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Now, here's a couple of my favorites here. We'll start with this guy's had a great career, but most recently he's been in the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight trilogy. And he plays, let's see what some of the others that he's been in.
Christian Bell.
No, not Christian Bell. You know, I'll obviously give some more hints.
How about the girl, Kristen Bell?
Yeah, she's good, too. Yeah. Actually, they're going to make a Veronica Mars movie, I believe. What? He's also going to be in the new RoboCop movie.
Wait, what's the question?
Birthday. We're getting on birthdays. This actor, I'm not going to say how old he's turning, but I did say it's an actor, not actress, so it is a guy. obviously, as I said, in the Dark Knight trilogy, he had a very prominent role, a very big role in all three of those movies, as well as he's going to be in the new RoboCop that's coming out in next year, 2014. Some of the other ones include Red Riding Hood, of course, because we love our Amanda Seyfried. And who is this actor?
He was David Niven.
He's not old. He's a youngman.
Oh, Hedy Youngman.
Oh, Gary Oldman, 55.
Oh, I didn't know him.
Yeah, there you go. And then the last one I'll say today, he had a day off in 1986. And what's he been in recently? You know, he was part of a tower heist.
Oh, that was comedian.
He took his friend's red car.
Ben Stiller.
He went out with his buddy Cameron, and they went on a
joyride.
They went on a joyride across Chicago in 1986.
Oh, Matthew Broderick.
Yes, Broderick, 51.
Oh,
51.
Okay, trivia. Who did he marry?
Well, yes, we know that. Sarah Jessica Parker.
He is quite correct, sir.
Well, yeah, I do want to correct you. One of my my colleague at AZ Weekly Entertainment Magazine, Stan Robinson, says that George Lazenby did one James Bond. Timothy Dalton did two.
He did two? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he's a big fan, so I trust
that. I appreciate that because I wasn't 100% sure. I remember one from, I think, 1989, and I forgot what it was even called.
We're going to have to do, political fact checks with you, Greg.
I think so, yeah. I'm screwing up today there with that.
But, well, can you
no,
say?
I appreciate that, though.
Well, did you hear this news?
Yes, I did.
I know you like the you did, okay. What is it?
Yeah, the news. Breaking news is we are on Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Go ahead.
All right. Fast and Furious. I know you like that franchise.
Yeah,
right?
That's coming out.
Yeah, I think number 6 is coming out.
I do like that, actually.
Yeah, number 6 is coming out here pretty soon. And Fast and Furious 7, they're working on. Jason, speaking of Crank, Jason Statham is going to play the villain.
Okay,
in Fast
good.
And Furious 7.
And Dwayne Johnson will be in it?
He will be in it, but you know what? Before Fast and Furious 7, they've announced a spinoff of Fast and Furious for Dwayne Johnson's character. That will be coming out after number 6, before number 7. So we've got Fast and Furious movies to look forward to.
This truly is Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, and then they had the prequel, the Tokyo Drift, which I believe was the third one. It's actually an interesting one of my favorite series because I loved the first one. I'm not a big car guy, but I remember going and seeing it. You know, I was in high school at the time, like 15, 16 years old. Everyone's starting to drive and trying to, you know, mimic what those cars are doing. But I thought it was a great movie. The second one I thought was okay, but you have Eva Mendes where she was known, but she wasn't the Eva Mendes we know yet today.
Yeah.
And now she is. And now just a great mix of stars and, you know, in all these movies. And, you know, the last one was phenomenal again. I mean, Tokyo Drift I thought was okay, but I don't know if it lived up to, you know, the other ones. Maybe because it was a prequel and, you know, a good cast, but different cast. But, it's just amazing how they keep rolling with that. You know, who would have thought that when the first Fast and Furious came out that it would turn into a franchise like this? I mean, before you know it, they're going to catch Halloween and Friday the 13th. I think they, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, but these are actually good movies. So.
Yeah. Well, and I know that I don't know if we're going to actually get to speak with Chris Lamont today. You know, we've been trying to get a hold of him, but I will say that the Phoenix Film Festival is coming up here on April 4th through, did you say the 11th, I believe?
Through the
9th or 11th? Yeah, 11th. Okay. And, There's some of the movies that have been announced: Los Wild Ones, Uprising, Waking, The Story of Luke, The Retrieval, Lonely Boy, Putzel, Favor, Down and Dangerous, and Music City, USA. Those are all the movies that are in competition. Of course, The Test is one of the shorts that is in competition. We spoke with Patrick Fischler earlier in the show today. And, of course, you can go see the competition films, or you can go see the big movies. And we'll recap more of these later, probably the day that the festival begins. Make sure that you listen to that show. But the big show, big movies, The East, this is starring Britt Marling. Underdogs, this is a football team, high school football team movie. The Kings of Summer, starring one of the actresses from Community. Stuck in Love, Unfinished Song, directed by Paul Andrew Williams. These are all showcase films. So these are films that you can see later in the year, or you can see them now, kind of like a sneak peek before anyone else.
And, of course, the Phoenix Film Festival, 13th annual edition. It started in 2000.
Yeah.
Independent filmmakers. So it's an opportunity to showcase independent filmmaking. And it's really, I believe, Arizona's largest film festival, which is very, very cool. And, of course, it's at Harkins 101, which is 7000 East Mayo Boulevard in Phoenix, Arizona. Although it should be Scottsdale, but somehow... it came up Phoenix, but I believe it might be on the border. It's a weird border out there.
Yeah.
But everyone knows that where it is, 101
right.
And
you see it right Scottsdale there from the freeway.
And tickets are on sale now, right?
I think people should get out there and see it because they've had, I believe, in the past and maybe expecting over 23,000 attendees in the 8-day festival.
Wow. I've gone the last several years. I'll be there this year. And
who's the judge?
I am the judge.
Who is
I am
the
one
jury?
Of the judges.
You're going to be one of the judges, you lucky guy.
I'm in the process of watching the feature films, and I can't share anything about them.
No,
I'll probably on the April 4th show, Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. I will share, maybe my top three picks of the films in competition that you definitely should check out. I think that you should probably buy a platinum pass for $300. That way you could see as many as you possibly want. But a lot of stuff going on out there. You've got the
parties, I heard.
Parties,
workshops,
yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Great. You go to the workshops. I'll go to the parties.
And Q&As with all the actors, right?
No, both actors sound great.
Lauren Bowles
will
be
there. Yeah, she'll
be there. Uh-huh. She'll be there and from True Blood. And
wow.
So very exciting. And, yes, I am one of the judges. I'm very honored to be one of the judges. And, it's very exciting. I cannot stress enough. You've got to go to the film festival.
And speaking of Lauren Bowles, who you brought up, of course, Patrick Fischler's wife, mm-hmm. who we had on earlier in the show, Patrick. She was also in Hall Pass, one of my favorite comedies. Of
oh,
course.
Really?
Which
yeah.
one
yeah.
was she?
Well, you'll have to go look and see. You'll know who she is, but no, she was one of my favorites. But I didn't recognize that as her when I first saw it, and then when you were talking about it, I go, oh wait, let me check again, and so I was like, oh yeah, fantastic in that.
Yeah.
Wow. With Owen Wilson.
Absolutely.
Who's that other guy from Saturday Night Live?
Jason Sudeikis.
He is so funny.
Oh, they're great.
You know, Saturday Night Live has produced so many great people. Oh, I hear our music. Tommy, our music has come on. Is that true? He looks... Okay, it is true. Our music here. And, of course, again, thank you, Joseph, Greg, and we'll have another edition next Thursday, The Magazine.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, go out and see Sarah Rue's movie, Harkins Shea, Dorfman in Love, it's called. And also at Harkins Shea tomorrow night, go check out Stuck, documentary about international adoption process.
It's going to be great. Thank you to all the guests that called in. You can hear a rebroadcast of this on BreakRadioShow.com, BreakRadioShow.com. Go to archives under the magazine. Hear a complete replay. See you tomorrow.